If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Don't unbuckle your seatbelts yet. This roller coaster of love still has a few more loops to go. It's time to discuss the season finale of 90 Day Fiancé Before the 90 Days. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. We are, we'll always love.
I'm not going to sing at a higher pitch because I will kill this song.
This is just a classic. Forever, number one song in my heart. Just the best love song. What couple does this remind you of? One couple.
I mean, at this point, none of them, because they're all breaking up.
Okay, well, I'm gonna say the dramatic ending of Darcy and Jesse. Even though it's not really love, I'm gonna say I kind of got that vibe. But before we get started, I'm your girl Alex Bowers.
Hey guys, I'm Stacey Olivas. We are so excited to be back.
Yes,
we've been waiting. It's been such a while since we've heard from you.
Yeah, no, seriously. Well, we skipped a whole week.
I know, but it feels like forever.
Yeah, it really did. We're waiting. Well, we're not waiting for Linda, but Linda actually won't be here today. But she sends her love and excitement for this chapter to be closed and for the next chapter that's about to start. We'll get into that later on. Overall thoughts.
I think this episode was really good, but it was so dramatic.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I
was shocked at some of the things. Like, when I heard about the breakups off screen, I'm like, it happened at the tell-all, one of the couples?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that more, but I'm just shocked.
It was a lot.
There was a lot of breakups. Yeah. Like, no happy endings.
Yeah, none at all.
And this is supposed to be like a journey, you know? You guys mm-hmm. are supposed to go from before the 90 days to the 90 days right. to the marriage to happily ever after.
Or if we thought it would be like kind of a great situation to happen, someone like kind of messes it up, kind of like, well, we can go ahead and get into Paul and Karini, but, you know, she's excited. She's talking about, you know, she's pregnant again. And then he hits her with but I need a DNA test. Like, come on.
This was crazy, like, at the tell-all, because she was crying again.
Yeah.
She looked so cute, though.
She really did. Her little haircut, I put that down. She has a new look. Go, girl.
I don't know what's going on with them, because it seemed like she was very emotional. And maybe it's also the distance. They're not together. She's pregnant. I mean, now she's pregnant.
Well, she kind of says it. She says, you know, he treats me bad. She also says that she hopes that she doesn't get her visa approved because of how he acts in front of everyone. So just imagine how it is. This is, we see him like this, and he'll say stuff like, you know, she drinks or she talks to too many people, and she's a cheater. He's telling everyone she's a cheater. But imagine how far he goes behind closed doors. Just imagine.
I don't
what
know
she's
because
really
that's the thing about relationships. Like, you don't know how it is. You know what I mean? Someone could be fabricating stuff like, he treats me bad, but then something could be going crazy behind closed doors that we don't know about. Might be like controlling type of relationship.
Right.
Or,
right.
We don't know. And then also, I think the miscarriage thing had a big, huge thing on her where she is extremely emotional because of that. And that's hard. I mean, I can only imagine.
Yeah. Goodness. So, and then we actually had our mom come on.
Yes.
How did you feel about the mom? I kind of like, she was kind of a downer for this episode. I know usually she's like saying, you know, she doesn't really approve. We know that. But I just feel like it really wasn't helping Karini any type of way. She is going through a lot. Yes, she's pregnant again. We know what happened, like you said, with the miscarriage. But I don't think it was, like, a positive. She was positive at all this episode.
I mean, she said to her that Paul's a challenge. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
When she said that. I think she's just... She's hesitant, too, probably. But the thing is, I noticed that these couples are having so much fun. They're already married. Mm-hmm. So, like, how are you guys going to solve the problems? How are you going to make this work
right
now?
And we don't see his dad. We only see his mom. But his dad, they brought his dad up in the tell-all and had mentioned how he needs him to be a sponsor. So that's going to be interesting.
Even a more crazier thing going on.
Just imagine.
That's kind of turning into like a Nicole and Azin. Nicole and Azin, because she wanted the dad to now sponsor, and it's just becoming... I think, too, it's becoming a... These families are probably now having to fork out so much money, because I can only imagine how much it is as a single person, and then if you don't have enough, then your families are going to have to be there for you, and you're like, don't you want me to be happy?
I remember the whole 10-year thing with the sponsor. You're responsible for them for 10 years.
Yeah.
Even if you guys are done. So just imagine that responsibility.
That's I think it's you have to take this all. You've got to be smart in these situations, you know? Date, see where it goes, and then get married for a while. But these people are jumping into the relationships really fast.
They are.
We hope it works out, though.
We do. We do. Especially with this couple, there is a child involved.
There's a baby now.
Yeah.
So we hope everything works out for the best. And now we'll talk about later in news and gossip.
Yeah. Oh, we have some good stuff for news and gossip. Next, we'll go ahead and hop into Michael and Angela.
This is the couple that...
This
was crazy.
For this tell-all, the amount of tea that we got, well, not really even tea, just like drama.
Yeah.
It was definitely 90 day, you know, perfect. It was perfect. It's what, like, it was why we love this guilty pleasure. I mean, Angela, you know how she is. She's all out. She wears her heart on her sleeve.
True. Can I say something really quick?
Yeah, yeah.
So Molly is with me on the live chat, and Hi, Molly, we love you. And we have a lot to tell you guys. We were hanging out with the whole cast.
Yes.
Or most of the cast this last week. And she said something about Paul. She said, I felt like when I met him, he was skittish and had on a bulletproof vest. We are going to talk about that soon, though. And I don't want to miss that point.
Yeah, we definitely have something to back what Molly's saying up because, oh my gosh. But yeah, no. Back to Angela and Michael. Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay.
So she admitted that she doesn't think that Michael took her money. We saw the episode before this. The last thing we saw was her going off on Michael. You stole this, that, and the third. Do you think she was just saying that because she loves him or what?
No, I think she's reactive. I think that that's how she is. And remember I said this last time? I was like, watch, we're going to come back and he's going to be like, Michael didn't do anything. It's going to be one of, because she is like that. You can just tell in her personality. And even in the tell-all, you could tell she's like that because she went, I mean, she made a drastic decision.
She did.
In the tell-all.
She started off. They were together. Everything's fine. She got her legs crossed, looking good, you know, happy. And then TLC decided it was good to, you know, throw her for a loop and show her the throwback clips that we saw of Michael.
Oh my goodness.
We saw this, what, episode one or two when we were first getting to know the couple?
Yeah.
And he's talking about how she's an elder and he respects his elders. And then all hell breaks loose. She is done. She takes the ring off. It was, you know what, here's it. You know, it was just a lot. And like you said, she's very reactive. Did you think she went overboard?
I do. I think she went kind of crazy, and I think it was like a lot of other stuff. But I think her age is her biggest insecurity, and maybe she's heard this so much that she's just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Or it was another way to get some attention, kind of, because, I mean, you're doing this at the tell-all.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Because his friends, weren't they always saying she was older, too, kind of? I'm sure these comments came on behind.
Yeah, and calling off the engagement, I just feel like it was just way too much. You guys have talked about age. I do think she was asked if it was just the translation, and she said absolutely not. But I do kind of feel like there might have been like a missing piece to the puzzle.
Something.
Even back when we first watched that clip, it was just everything is kind of getting lost in translation. Maybe he just means like I respect her, blah blah blah. But here's more. He's more like the elder word. I just think he should have used a different word. You know.
I think it's like
But it's late now.
The end of the, like, she's had so many, she doesn't trust him. She's reacting over things like the bank thing. We didn't even get any clarity about that. Like, it's pretty much the bank. It was their fault.
Yeah.
Not his.
That's all she said, pretty much. But this is old news. We're reacting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, there's a lot of different things that happen that maybe she's like, oh, well, this is, like, the last and final straw.
Right. I think she was kind of ready. She just likes to find little things about Michael.
She's looking for things.
Everything. Just imagine having to walk on, like, pins and needles around the person that you love.
Right?
Goodness. So I'm guessing you're team Michael this episode.
I am team Michael. I don't like how she reacted and just made that decision. Like, the engagement's off and everything. And it obviously is off now because she's not with him anymore, right?
Right.
We'll talk about that more.
As far as we know, fans,
if you guys know, we're in the live chat right now. Let us know. Are they still together? Are they not? Have you found any pictures of them together recently? Yeah. We want to know.
Definitely, definitely. One couple that's still together, as we know, John and Rachel. Not much is really happening with them. We kind of get an update. I think this is kind of like the boring part of the tell-all. What about you?
I thought it was kind of boring. I thought that I still... okay, now at this point, I think that is his kid. So I feel like, yes. I was like actually looking at the baby in pictures, and it looks like... the baby looks like him.
Would TLC do that to us, guys? Answer.
I don't think it's TLC. Maybe it's them lying, like, to TLC.
You think? I mean, that's a possibility.
I don't think.
But how far can you really go with your lie without someone...
they already had a love story going on before this.
You're right.
So it has to be, like, some...
there could be, but we know that they haven't even started the visa process because she says it's too expensive. I did want to note that he said he turned his sleep pattern around so that they go to bed around the same time. But does John work now? If he has time to change his whole sleep pattern, happened? Where did we leave off? Last episode, we left off him saying that he doesn't have a job anymore. I guess there was no update from that episode to this one.
No, I don't think he has a job. I don't know. Do you guys know, fans?
Does he?
No, I think TLC is lying. Coffee Time said that she thinks that TLC is lying to its viewers.
I really hope not. I don't want to put that on there.
Yeah, no. I don't know.
Something happened. I don't know.
Because there's some weird things going on this season. Yeah. There's some different things going on. Like, the couples are a lot different.
100%. And we actually saw John get pretty aggressive. Did you see that part? Where he like, starts cussing and talking about getting into fights. And things kind of got really awkward. I'm like, oh, my. It got heated a little bit.
There are some things that
he can't control his emotions.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, so I've heard this. It's like someone tells you, like, oh, I've gotten in a lot of fights in the past. It's like you kind of stay away from those people because usually they get help for it. So I don't feel like someone just changes automatically just because he says he changed. People can put a good front on, too, if you just see him for a little bit of camera time.
But his isn't good.
Well, we were seeing crazy stuff, like, with him.
And then he just gets upset. Like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. So then she brings Lucy out, hoping, you know, this will brighten up the... I was just so ready for Rachel to get off the couch. I was actually really, really looking forward to seeing another couple.
Because they don't have that much drama.
It's not enough.
I mean, if we found out, like, the scandal behind all of it, maybe that would be drama. But what else are we going to get from this couple?
Or if they would have Skyped the ex-girlfriends,
you need to get involved. Something has to happen.
Yeah.
There's not enough drama.
We need to stir the pot with this couple.
I don't 100%. Know if they're coming. I wonder if they're going to come back.
I don't know.
What do you guys think? You think they're going to come back?
Yeah, let us
do you
know
want them back?
But I like them. Like, they weren't, like, I don't have a reason not to like them. I just think for the purposes of the show, and everyone, you know, tunes in for a long time, and the show is like their little movies. Every time we watch, I just feel like there should be a little bit more drama with this couple.
But it's a reality show. You need to bring the drama.
Yeah, 100%.
Because what is everyone going to watch?
What's one guy who has not failed to bring the drama, and he's not even in a relationship anymore?
Ricky?
Yeah. And that's who we're going to move on to, because I was so disappointed and thrown for a loop.
Everyone's in a business now on these shows.
Seriously.
This is like a business move.
Linda called this, though. She said that he was trying to get back with the ex and that the ex had something planned. It was like Linda
is on one. She knows.
Her and the other fans. Some of the other fans said, too.
Yeah, everyone knows. I think that Ricky is... he definitely had a bunch of women around him. So, like, he had Ximena, which who was A, who was B, who was C, who was D, who was E. Mm-hmm. His probably baby mama was, like, A. And then he was like, okay, well, when that doesn't work out, I'm going to have...
Melissa.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't work out. Well, I'm going to go all the way to Colombia, and he's all probably about his money, obviously, yeah, his business stuff. So he's like, I'm going to have...
It's really...
Ximena.
Yeah, it's really
and,
tragic.
And who else was in the mix?
No telling. But we saw... Like I said a few episodes ago, on this show, we actually saw some of his messages, how he's talking to women. So, Ricky is a player from the Himalayas.
And he's good, though. He comes off as, like, this humble...
He tricked us, like we said.
Yeah.
He is an actor. Jesse, Ricky is coming for you.
You guys are starring roles. I don't know who's going to get
I would hire Ricky. I would hire Ricky 100%. But Ximena, she's really hurt. She threw out the ring. She's a really feisty and strong, though. Like, I really, really liked her from the very beginning. I feel from like we job. All kind of did. Mm-hmm. But we talked to Ricky's daughter, she's talking. She's a 12-year-old girl. She is so mature for her age. And it's just basically saying, you know, you're moving on too fast. You're not taking care of yourself and making sure you're good, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally. There's a lot that you have to take care of before you try to get into a relationship. And the fact that you're getting this advice from a 12-year-old speaks numbers. It's really great, actually. But I'm just saying that your 12-year-old shouldn't have to tell you. It should be more like, oh, you listen to a 12-year-old, like, yes. Mommy and or daddy taught you, you know, he taught you well. But him is more like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, you're actually, like, taking this advice. She knows what you don't, is what I'm
getting
at. I think
that they're so mature because, I mean, I have, whatever. But I think they're so mature because I was going to say, like, family members, like, an older niece, and she kind of sees some stuff. And she's very mature. And, like, I feel like the daughter probably sees him date a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
So she's probably like, okay. Trying to figure out her dad too. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
I like that.
And that's the thing. She's probably mature because she's seen so many relationships happen, so many things. He's probably gone in and out of relationships. I mean, he's been married twice, right?
Right.
Which is fine, but it's like,
yeah.
How many other women have been around her? So she's right. Kind of like,
I like that she's
it's
mature.
Crazy though.
My
she's probably
point
googling
is,
like,
yeah.
Why is my dad this way?
Probably. My point is just, you know, you need to set an example. I just feel like she's kind of trying to guide him while being a kid. Is that's the vibe I get from anytime
she's taking on like that parent.
She is.
And who knows, maybe he goes to her with all his issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want a woman, I want a, you know. Yeah. Probably all her life he's probably talked to her about this
pretty
stuff.
Much all the kids on TLC, like the like 10 and up or even younger with Molly's kids, they're really mature for their ages.
Yeah,
it's really
it's
wild.
The new generation.
It is. They're observant,
they're smart,
they have
they're
opinions,
Googling, they're YouTubing everything.
Yeah.
Like,
they know.
Relationship stuff. They're
yeah.
They're on
so, Ricky, back with his ex-wife, did that, like, really bother you? That really...
I think what Linda said, he had her, like, on the sidelines for a while. Maybe he even told her, like, I'm going to do this show. It's going to help us out, you know? And then I'm going to get back with you. But I'm going to use all these people in the process.
But here's my thing. He said something like, they aren't... They're... It's really, really rough with them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he was trying to leave the door open for Ximena or another relationship soon? Because he did keep trying to, like, not downplay his relationship with his ex, but he didn't want to, like, elaborate. And most people will be like, even if it's, like, a bad relationship, sometimes you get on television and they're like, oh, it's, you know, roses
yeah, you
and dandelions,
yeah.
And it's just so great. But him, it's more, so what I'm asking you is, do you think it's because he wants to leave the door open for other women?
Probably. I want to know why he broke up with his ex-wife. Did he cheat? Did he have other women on the side? I think this is like a character flaw of his.
Yeah.
So, probably. There's probably a lot of women still
probably.
On Ricky's fishing lines.
Probably. Yeah, no, 100%. let's go to Tariq and Hazel because Ricky's kind of draining.
Ricky, we didn't. Is he coming back next season? Do you guys want him back?
Oh, he wants to. He's planning it.
You know
Let's
what?
Not forget.
And you know what? At the end of this episode, we should do like a vote. Like, favorite couple. Fans, you guys have to tell
yeah.
us who your favorite couple is. What else? Most opportunist or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Let's
see.
What
who else?
Else
could we do? All about the Benjamins. Who gets that award?
Yeah.
Let me write that down.
Yeah. We, okay, so your favorite couple, fans, we want to know who it is, and we'll do shout-outs.
Yeah.
And then who's the most opportunistic or whatever?
Yeah, who's all about the Benjamins?
Yeah, that person.
Let us know. Okay, Tariq and Hazel time.
Okay.
So they're still engaged, we learned. They had a pregnancy scare. She was sick and her period was just delayed. It wasn't anything. She got help from the neighborhood mom, and Tariq accused her of terminating the pregnancy. Imagine that, being accused of something like that by the person you love. Just imagine how she was feeling at that time. I don't know. Tariq, we learned a few weeks back that his ex-girlfriend had a lot to say about him and how he really is and how aggressive he actually is. I mean, we don't know personally, but I mean, I can see it.
I can see it. I think, I don't, the pregnancy thing, that was kind of interesting.
It really was.
Like, he thought she had an abortion, but then she didn't.
Yeah, and it was kind of a quick thing. That they didn't get really too much into it.
I noticed the guys are accusing a lot of the women of things.
Yeah, instead of the opposite way
around. What are y'all doing in the U.S.?
Yeah, let us know. Hazel admitted to that she's going to have to leave her son in the Philippines when she comes to the States. That really rubbed me the wrong way. But the husband, not even full custody, but he does have the money and takes care of him whenever. But leaving your child in the Philippines, I just kind of... And Tariq tried to clear it up. He said, you know, she's not just abandoning her son. It's more so, like, they'll still visit and things of that nature. But how do you feel about leaving your kid behind for a relationship in the States?
I mean, I wouldn't do that. I can kind of understand why she would, because I don't know... Just seeing and hearing about how the living, like, how it is living over there, or just, like, in countries that are really poor.
Right.
Like, maybe she wants to give a better life for him and eventually maybe bring him over. So maybe build a life over here for him and then bring him over.
Yeah, that's what she was kind of
saying. That's what I think so. So I get it, because a lot of people do that I know that, like, their parents leave them.
But my thing is...
In Mexico, and then they come over here to make money, and then they bring him over eventually.
I feel like we haven't... gotten enough information about her and the dynamic she has with her son's father. So I don't know, from what we've seen, I don't see that even if she did get established over here, that the son would ever make it to the States.
Allowing the child to come. Who is the son's father?
We have no idea. And fans? That's something the fans, actually, of all things, they haven't figured out. Usually it's everything. But
everything instantly.
What's up with that?
What's Coffee Time said Tariq the Freak.
Yeah. Tariq the Freak. That's what they say. And he, apparently, he's gone around. He's done his... Tariq tries to act innocent, too. Goodness. Tariq.
Ricky.
We have Ricky, Jesse, Palayas. Right? Goodness. But we know that they're almost done with the visa process. And I think he said, like, her name or something was misspelled or something like that.
Yeah.
They're almost done. They're planning a wedding. So good for you guys. We'll probably see you guys in the future, I feel like. There's so much more to unfold with this couple.
We didn't talk about Dean coming on either. And then Dean said that Hazel was on a Buy Me site.
Yeah,
that's where
he did.
Tariq found her. Do you know it's true?
Here's what... I take everything Dean says with a grain of salt. I do really like him, and I think he is
funny.
Hilarious.
We
so I'm
bring
team
him
Dean.
On.
Yeah, if we can.
Oh, damn.
I'm team Dean, yeah. But you know, sometimes I just feel like he's over the top, which is why I didn't even speak on it because I didn't believe it really. I didn't. I mean, maybe, but
he kind of reminds me of, was his name Antonio? The one that was
with
David and Annie's friends?
The brother?
Yeah.
Antonio. Yeah. He's one of those that is just like super funny, and he just adds to the show. Yeah, they need to keep Dean around.
They need to keep Dean around.
100%.
If Tariq and them come back, Dean needs to come around too.
Yeah. Oh, Marta and Daya, we don't see them. They
that
aren't
was
around.
Weird.
She, like, on the tell-all, as y'all know, they just basically said he never sent the letter in, and that was it. She broke up after that. So, wonder what's going to happen with that. You know, let's not forget Linda's, her theory is that for their new spinoff, that she'll be a part of it. I just don't see how,
then,
because they're
she
done. She can't even get over there.
She can't come over.
So,
oh my gosh, you guys, the show is like throwing us curves. We don't even know where it's going to go at this point.
So, we didn't get anything. We literally got about 2-3 sentences.
Maybe that was real. Maybe she was really trying to get with him, and he just kind of was like, okay, I'm done.
Maybe. Or maybe, like, TLC paid too much money for them to be followed around. They weren't going to waste the footage. Like, maybe it's just
done,
failed.
Are they done?
Done?
They're done with the show.
Yeah,
like,
but
done.
I'm saying the reason they probably... We're upset that they were even on it. Maybe it's just because we paid a lot of money for them to get filmed, or for Marta to get filmed. Let's not even waste the money. Let's just add the footage. I don't know. But
that's,
I just feel like she didn't add to the show.
But there's a reason for that. We're going to figure it out. I hope next season. Yeah, there has to be something. Like, you can't just throw us a bone and, like, not give us more. Like,
no, I agree. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff happens on the show. They threw us Ricky, and we weren't expecting what he
but
was.
But Ricky brought a little bit of drama.
He did.
He
right.
brought a little drama, you know. We traveled with him a little bit. But her, we're just like...
No, I agree.
Why? Yeah, because why would they even put them in the whole season? That could be edited out. This is filmed before, you know? It's not live.
Yeah. I don't know.
What do you guys think? I want to know.
And I haven't seen any, like, really good theories about it.
No.
That's interesting. I don't know. And we need to find her social media and see what she's posting, or if she has a new man in her life, because maybe they were following her, it didn't work out, and then that's how she ends up on another show. Maybe she'll end up on one of the spinoffs that TLC has, and it's because she found a new man, and we're going to follow her from there. Like,
and dating patterns, usually people date, like, people that are similar to people they dated before. So that's her type, so maybe she is
maybe
going.
She'll stay. Yeah, she'll be with a foreigner again. I don't know. Whatever whatever works for you.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who's going to come back? What's going
to
happen?
Listen, all I know is that I need to see Darcy's face again. I really...
I love you, Darcy.
Darcy, you are loved 100%. We really enjoy you on this show. I swear, you really made this season. Jesse, not so much. First things first, anyone notice Jesse's makeup? Did you notice... His makeup.
Do they do their own makeup for the show?
Listen,
or do they have someone do... Wait. Because last time at the tell-all, I remember there was, like, footage of Pal getting her makeup done.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to get their makeup done, right?
I guess.
Do you think they did this on purpose?
Everyone else's makeup looks great, though.
Maybe
I don't know what,
like,
happened, but it was just patches of really dark... I was really confused.
Maybe he had a chemical peel before, and then it was, like, sticking to the skin.
Or maybe just a bad spray tan or something.
Maybe a bad spray.
I really,
or maybe he used, like, one of those lotions from, like, CVS, and it's, like, one of those suntan lotions on his face.
And it wasn't even spread evenly.
And it, like, turned into, like, Oompa Loompa.
I don't know. I just really had to point that out. But the first thing that Jesse basically says is that Darcy catfished him, and it's just convenient that he says it now. He said she posted picture from 10, 20 years ago. I don't buy it at all. I really felt like this was his last time to kind of make her look bad and make himself look better. He calls her again a liar and alcoholic. He never has proof to back up anything that he says, and it's really annoying. For anyone who saw, we saw clips of Darcy's daughters and how they really felt about Jesse, and this was like...
They didn't like him.
No, not at all. And Darcy, I thought she would have, like, fed into it a little bit, like, yeah, he was really great with the girls, but she was 100%, nope, just like any type of friend, you know, just, you know, they're high, you know, whatever. It was very, on the surface, their relationship, and he tried to make it seem like it was more, and I felt like that was just a part of his, he was just playing games again.
Yeah, again.
Wanted to make it seem like, you know, this was such a great relationship and we had our ups and downs, but I was close to your daughters, and you know.
I feel like he's like a manipulative person, and no matter what, he's never going to be in the wrong.
Ever.
Ever. So he will fight to the death of whoever, you know, till he is right.
Yeah.
So he'll go on the tell-all. Even now, he'll continue trying to, like, fight to, like, defend his name and his image.
And they asked if they still loved each other. And neither of them gave straight no's, which was interesting, but it does seem like, it felt like, regardless of what they said, it was the end of a toxic relationship, and I feel like this is one that specifically Darcy will look back on and be like, oh my goodness, thank God, that's over, I can't believe. It's like a breath of fresh air now that he's out of her life. But I did notice that, and I also noticed how at the end, he was kind of being nice and, you know, the fake Jesse, and kind of was trying to lure her back in. It was really weird. And then at the end, she tried to, like, you know, just say goodbye. It was for her more so, like, about closure, more so about closure than it was actually trying to get back with Jesse.
No,
I know. I saw some messages. Some of the fans are just like, you know, Darcy, she really still wanted him. But I didn't get that. I just felt like she was looking for a better ending.
I think so, too. I think she just wanted closure of it and peace.
Yeah.
And, like, I think he hurt her a lot.
Yeah.
And she maybe just wants to forgive him and just let it go, because mm-hmm. that's how you heal, too. Yeah. You know, you got to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Even though people...
In the group interview, we saw how they were the topic of discussion again when they brought all the couples out. And Angela was really pissed off with Rachel. I did not see that happening.
What happened with that?
Rachel was giving her opinion. Rachel, okay. Who has an aggressive man herself, let's not be real. Let's be real. Let's not play.
Yeah.
She was giving her opinion on Darcy and Jesse and their relationship. And she said something like, you guys are way too different. And this relationship is nothing but a blame game. And Angela was just like basically telling her to stay in her place. And it was over from there. It was pointing in the face, yelling.
She's a reactor.
Calling names. She really is a reactor.
She is a reactor. It's good for television.
Mm-hmm. Which was, it was interesting.
Not good for relationships.
She also went off on Tariq. But I saw that our guy Paul was holding her back too. But the only one that she reacted to was Tariq. I'm just like, I don't know. I want to know the dynamic of
everyone's... There's something that's like in their
relationship. I want to know how these couples are. Like, last season, we got to know which couples are close, which is really cool. I'd love to know that about this season. Well,
and
now
we
it's over now.
We
haven't
got to really meet personally. We've met other couples.
Yeah.
But we haven't personally met these couples at all.
Yeah.
Paul.
Yeah, but from the tell-all, I guess, at the end, you guys gave us a little, a few sprinkles of who's actually down with who, or, you know, it was interesting. I just had to note that.
Silver Candy in the live chat said there's an article saying Marta was charged with a felony count of interfering with custody visitation. There's supposedly a hearing in December. So
maybe
that's where she's at.
Maybe.
She's getting in trouble with the law.
A lot of people on these, I mean, a lot of these couples get in trouble off camera. It's really wild.
I mean, they're like best people to put on reality television, right?
They are.
Because their personalities are just like, they don't care.
They don't.
Like fireworks.
Yeah, how many couples has it been? We've seen there's like five couples that are in trouble off camera. It's a lot. I don't know.
I think they need to get a 90-day fiance lawyer. On the team.
No, seriously. Just talk about everyone lawyers up.
Everyone.
Just talks about what's really happening.
Because don't you see, okay, we started with the show, right? Pretty much. I mean, mm-hmm. we started kind of with the show early on. And do you see how it's changing?
Uh-huh.
Just in a couple seasons.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And the fans are getting, there's more fans and everything.
It's growing.
And the drama is growing mm-hmm. and they're getting into their personal lives more. There's custody battles, all these crazy things.
Yeah.
DUI arrests and
everything. I want to know, we're about to go into news and gossip, but Tariq, he had said something about Angela's man, Michael, and said he made the comment about him being Nigerian and, you know, coming from one of the, a shiesty country.
Yeah.
And people were livid. And that
he
right
said
there.
That, and then,
we're going to go ahead and get into news and gossip because this is like our first.
Because there's so much of this.
Yeah.
The show's over. I mean, the tell's over, but there will just be so much more.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were really pissed off about Tariq, what he said. And his comments were going crazy. What were they talking about? Or he actually apologized.
Yeah, so he said something along the lines that Michael was a scam artist because he came from the land of scam artists and like that, which is such a generalization and such a... messed up thing to say.
Yeah.
It's mean. It's not false. You know?
Yeah.
How can you say that can happen anywhere?
Right.
People scam each other
in
the US.
And he was so sure of it.
There's scammers everywhere.
Everywhere. And
everywhere.
But I feel like he meant what he said. Yes, you can always apologize. You know? But
that's not cool.
He seemed really sure of what he was saying and it was foul. But go ahead and tell us what he was saying.
Yeah, so then he went, okay, shout out to 90 Day Fiancé T.
Yeah.
Are on this.
All the time.
At 1 in the morning, I'm on my Instagram and I'm like, damn, there's more stuff coming.
You are
I
stalked their
24/7
page.
News resource.
Yes.
Amazing. Love you. Love you. And so they actually mentioned that Tariq apologize to Michael, and he put this. Yo, Michael, this is Tariq, bro. It took me a minute to find your handle. Is this what the
it sounds
future?
Like him. It no, sounds like
just,
him.
Yeah, and it's just funny, the future. It took me a minute to find your handle. Not even your number.
Yeah.
Email. your social media handle. I wanted to talk to you man to man to apologize for what I said about you and your country. I was totally out of line that. The people who said they were hurt by my words hit me in the heart, man. Obviously, slavery separated us, but Africa is still my motherland, and we are brothers. Hit me up, man, and I will apologize to you face to face. If not, I hope you accept my apologies anyway.
And peace. Michael was nice about it.
Yeah, and what did he say?
He said, hi, bro, it's okay, no problem. Apology accepted. I will talk to people here, bro. One love, bro. I understand your plight, we cool, bro, we cool. And then he cool, just man. Said, yeah, he just responded, you know, cool. It means a lot that you accepted my apology. And just so you know, the doctor who delivered me when I was born is from Nigeria. Nice fact, Tariq. I don't think that was necessary.
I think he just wants to clear his name, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably feels bad, but he also is. Yeah. I mean, he's on television. All these people are saying and probably attacking. And we love you, fans.
Yeah. But just the unnecessary details save us. I kind of wanted to do something fun and
yeah, let's
play
do it.
Guess Who. So I have some pictures, and you're just going to guess, you okay. know, just exactly what it says. Okay. Guess who they are. So first picture, let's see. Who is this? Ooh. Who do you think this is? He's a playa.
Baby
is
the Drake. Hint. Looks like a baby Drake.
Wishful thinking.
I know. Side profile. Ricky.
100%.
Plotting his next move.
That's Ricky.
Plotting
yeah.
Plotting his next move. And next no. move.
Still lady. Looking for Melissa. Still looking for Melissa.
Still on the hunt for Miss Melissa. Where you at? Why aren't you returning my calls?
Still, that's really sad. Really sad. Next. Who is this adorable but sketchy person?
Jesse.
Yes.
Yeah. And when yes. she said sketchy, I was like, Jesse, you good look job. At that. Look at plotting his next.
He already knows. Sweet on the outside and
his next sick
little
move.
Sinister on the inside.
Is that a cat next to him?
Yeah, it's a cat. I hate cats. You hate cats?
I love cats. Oh, but okay. I used to not like them, but I just moved the cat away from him.
Now, this one's an easy one. This next one, super easy.
Who do you guys think it is?
Tariq. Clear as day. This just reminds me of, like I said earlier.
I love Tariq. This yeah. is funny.
This reminds me of what I said earlier about his girlfriend and what she was saying and how he was just so, like, this is him. This she was explaining his look, his vibe, all of this. And from this picture, I 100% understand where she was coming from.
Guys, and the people that are in on iTunes and stuff, they can't really see these pictures. So we have to kind of describe
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
them. He's like in a lowrider.
Lowrider.
His white tee and his cornrows.
And his beard and everything. He's got it going on, right?
Yeah.
He might have been cool back then. He might, you know.
How old is he?
I don't remember. Do not remember. I don't think he's old, though.
He seems young.
Yeah, I think pretty sure
he looks
he's
older
young.
In these pictures.
And then this next picture.
Cell Wonk said, so gangsta. LOL.
Right.
So
gangsta. We got playas, gangstas.
90 Day, Fiance. What, I don't know.
I
was going with that. We need a hashtag for that.
Next messes. Up, I think this is, like, actually really funny and cute. Who do you think this is?
Baby Michael.
I just, like, picture, when I saw this, I'm just thinking of Angel saying, Michael, and how
bossing
old she
around.
Was, how old she was when he took this picture. I don't know. Like, I don't know how old he
okay,
was here, but.
I think Michael, I don't know, something about him. Like, Ricky, I can, like, now that I find out all the dirt about him, I'm like, eh. But Michael, he's still, like, a. You know, yeah. sweet guy. He's really like the guy that, like, when you strand on the side of the road, he'd, like, stop and, yeah. like, oh, can I help you?
I hope this isn't the end of Michael. I really do. I really hope not. And then our last picture, it was just a whole bunch of moves.
These are cute.
This
I love
tell-all.
This.
We just have a whole bunch of, like, a collage of everyone, and there are, like, 50 different moods from everyone, and I really just really like this picture. Yep, that's the one. Jimena is my mood when it comes to Jesse. Just over it. Oh, like, every time I see him, I'm just like, okay.
I'm going to put this as my screensaver.
All really funny. And look at Jesse. Look at Jesse. Just what is he thinking? What plan is he thinking? Who's life?
His next move.
Yeah.
What area he wants to. He's taking over Beverly Hills.
Yeah. And then our very last picture.
Oh, Jimena looks so pretty.
Darcy. She's so happy. Right now.
Yes!
I love it.
Darcy met
looking
up with
good.
My other favorite reality star, Stassi, because I do the 90, I mean, the Vanderpump Rules after mm-hmm. show, too. Love this. If we go to the next picture, she's with...
Oh, this is the only one.
Oh, this is the only one. Oh, there was another. If you guys go on Stassi's Instagram, she posted this. I love them. She was hanging out because Darcy was in town recently last week. And she was hanging out with Stassi. And they were... Stassi's boyfriend, who I love so much too, he reenacted the shoe scene. The Jesse and Darcy shoe scene.
Darcy's known for reenacting a few scenes. She actually did one where she was cutting the steak on the bias with her sister when she was in Miami.
So she's like, whatever.
I love how much fun she's having with this, and she's not taking life too seriously.
Probably loves her too.
Yeah.
I love Stassi.
Great stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Now it's time for our special segment. What do you think? This is my favorite part of the show, honestly. Let's see. I have two questions.
Okay.
First one is... Is Ricky bold enough to ever reach back out to Ximena again if things don't work out with his ex-wife? Do you think he's bold enough?
Hell yes.
I think no.
What?
I think no. I think she's let him have it really more so than she has shown us on the show. She was trying to be conservative a little bit, and like reserved is the word. I'm sorry. Yeah. And she, I feel like she let him have it really. You say yes?
I say yes. I think he will reach out. I'm not saying that she will answer.
Okay.
So he who knows if she blocked him on everything, but I feel like Ximena kind of still cares about him. She's crying. She was sad and everything. Like, you know, she seems sad about it. And I think Ricky is just, come on, it's Ricky.
Yeah.
He's going to throw lines out whoever is willing to catch it. So, true. I mean, he's probably used to getting rejected.
What do you think Linda would say?
Linda would say yes.
She's really?
I'm going to think. Know.
I Linda, think, Linda, what do you would, think Linda would say no. Linda, let us know.
Wait, guys, in the live chat, what do you think? Please answer right now so we can mention it.
Yeah, and we have one more before we read all you guys' responses.
Luann said Ximena is done with Ricky.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I agree.
And then Coffee Time said, I think he will, and she'll be gullible enough to accept him back.
No, I don't get that.
I don't know, something about Ximena, she seems like really like...
She wants love, like real.
I know, but still she's a nice lady, so she might just give in.
I really hope not.
She might just see the good.
Will Angela swallow her pride and forgive Michael?
Michael! Michael, that's going to be like a ringtone. Michael!
Will she swallow her pride? She seemed really, really upset. I don't know all the tea... But I know all the fans will know in about 2.5 seconds. So
me and Linda say maybe.
Maybe they already have. But from what I'm seeing on this show and what we just saw on the tell-all, I'm going to say, yeah. I'm going to say yes, because I feel like she's too afraid. She's at the age where she's too afraid to get to know someone else. You don't want to have to go through I barely want to go through it now. What's your favorite color?
Dating.
What's your favorite number? What do you like to eat? You know, like, no one wants to go through that again.
Show me who you are. Yeah. Let's just, like, go from there.
100%. And at her age, I feel like she's invested too much into Michael, and she's been on the show. She traveled to Nigeria. Too much went into him, even though she says she's done with him and she just rather spend time with her grandkids. So I do not feel like that's the end of Michael. I mean, he called you elderly, and you know what it is.
I think she's very hot and cold, so I think she goes off 1 minute, and then the next minute she's like, okay. Like, yeah, she's exactly. A reactor, so I think in the next minute she's probably, hey, what's up? What are you doing, Michael? I miss you. Thinking of you.
100%. And I think Linda would agree with...
She goes off her emotions, and she doesn't know how to control them.
100%. And that's it for our special segment, What Do You Think? What are your thoughts about the couple? Oh, let's go ahead and do our awards.
Oh, my gosh.
Who is all about the Benjamins? One couple.
One couple, or can it be a person?
One person, that's what I mean.
Jesse.
All about the Benjamins? Okay.
What do you guys
think? I'm gonna say,
tell us, which one's all about the Benjamins?
I'm going to say Hazel, only because you said Jesse, but I've always felt like Hazel she's known what she's wanted this entire time.
Yeah.
Maybe we like her a little bit more than we did, and she's showing a little bit more emotion, but definitely all about the Benjamins. Your favorite couple, though? Since we have no predictions, it's over. Favorite couple.
It's over, guys. Favorite couple. Well, does this have to be, like, the best couple? Or can
no,
it be, like, a couple
favorite.
That just... Okay, I really like... I'm not going to lie. I really liked the Michael and Angela drama.
Okay.
That was good. Like, it was crazy. It was scandalous.
I am going to have to say Darcy and Jesse. They were super draining.
Yeah.
Because they're toxic for each other, but I really do like Darcy.
I love Darcy.
And, I just liked, well, I don't like what they went through, but the drama made for a great, it made us really want to tune in, like, what is going to happen? Is she going to, what is she going to do? She has got to cut him off. Yeah. Is she, like, well, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people look to the show and maybe in the same positions as other people, you know, on the show. And
it's so relatable.
It is.
I mean, I don't know, people aren't flying across the world, but in relationship drama, this is so relatable because we can, like, connect with a lot of these stories.
And it's sad that it's over.
It's sad, and I hope everyone finds true love.
Yeah. Good job. This was a great season, guys.
You guys,
we really enjoyed it, and you guys are great.
Can the couples come back, all of you, please?
Yeah, no, seriously. Can we all just, like, have a shindig here? Just all, everyone, you know,
grab a seat. Well, can we mention who we kind of did?
Or we will next.
But what about from this season?
Okay,
from this season. Can we just mention who we met from this season?
Mm-hmm.
Darcy.
We met Darcy. Is she the only one that we met this season?
This is like, and Paul. Of course,
and Paul. Yeah. We cannot forget. Karimi.
We did a live chat with her.
Yes.
We went to the Night A party. We'll talk about it more. We'll show pictures and stuff. Last week. That's why we weren't here, you guys.
Yes.
We were with some of the couples. Yeah. And we met Paul. Well, we kind of met Paul through Skype before. And then Karimi did a live chat. She's over there. And
so you'll actually have more information if you go ahead and watch. We're about to start our next season of 90 Day Fiancé.
Follow us on social media.
Yes. Follow us all on social media. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. You can follow me all over at Hey Alex Bowers.
And I'm Stacey Olivas. You guys can follow me all over at Stacey_Olivas on Instagram. And also, you guys, I always post pictures with the cast or whatever these latest party we went to. Follow us, connect with us, send us things you guys find. I love talking to you. I love hearing from you.
And follow Linda at Linda is so girly. Bye, guys. Great season.
We love you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.